Tanya for the 20th of Iyar, Chof Iyar, is on page 736 in Perek Mem Tes, chapter 49 in Lessons in Tanya. V'hine kashiyosim hamaskil eila hadvorim umko delibo meicho. When an intelligent person will take these matters to heart, to the depth of the heart and of the mind, azai mimele kamayim haponim liponim, then automatically the heart will respond in the way that water reflects the face. Having taken to heart the chosenness that God chooses us, where he puts aside avas olam, he puts aside the higher world and loves only this world, meaning the Jew in this world, and not only the soul of the Jew, but the body of the Jew, enabling him to be able to raise himself to a oneness with God. In considering this, if he considers it soberly, then it will certainly and automatically arouse a reciprocal love, kamayim haponim leponim. Tislahit nafshei v'tislabish beruach nediva. His soul will be kindled, and it will be clothed with a positive spirit, lehisnadev lahaniach v'lazev, that he will willingly put aside and abandon. Kol asher loy mineged, he will throw it all away, v'rak ledavik ledavka beyizbarech, and want only to cleave to God, v'likol el be'ere, and to become absorbed into godliness, bedveika chasheka, etc., with a cleaving and a longing, bebechinas nishikin, in a form of kissing, in a manner of kissing, viz tapkus rucha berucha kenal, which is a cleaving of breath to breath, spirit to spirit, as explained earlier. Ach, eichi bechinas viz tapkus rucha berucha, but how does this attachment take place? How does this merging of spirit to spirit take place? He already wants it. He's ready for it. He'll put everything aside for it. But how does it actually happen? For this he says in the Shema, Ho yu advarim ha'ele, etc., alevavucha v'dibarta bam, that these words should be on your heart and you should speak them. And this coincides with what he writes in the Eitz Chaim, she'ichud hanishikin, that this union, the merging with God, that is in the manner of nishikin, in the manner of a kiss, ikre hu yichud chabad b'chabad. It is primarily, it comes through the intellect. Chabad b'chabad. Man's intellect joining and uniting with God's intellect. That's the idea of a kiss. Vehu iyun hateiro, and this comes through the concentration, the deep study and understanding of Torah. So in understanding Torah, there is a merging of spirit to spirit. Man's spirit merges with God's spirit. Man's content, inner being, merges with God's content, which is expressed in Torah. And the mouth, whose function it is to express and to reveal, so the second step is that this union or merging of spirit to spirit is revealed. It takes place in intellect, but it is revealed through the mouth, and that is through saying the words of Torah, through the faculty of speech. By saying the words of Torah, he reveals that union which is taking place inwardly on the level of Chabad. And that's why the Pasuk says these words should be on your heart, which means an inner understanding of Torah, v'dibarta bam, and then you should speak them, which is the revealing of that merging. So this is the act of the kiss. The kiss is through the mouth, but in the mouth there is a merging not only of the body to body, of mouth to mouth, but also of breath to breath. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 20th of Iyar, the Rebbe writes, Nishto ba'vemen ibenemen zich, there is no one to fawn on. There's no one to gain indulgence from. Mebadar hadavim. We need to work hard. Mitzavlonus and kidev hadas, with patience and with empathy. Kenman be'ezes Hashem yisbarich alts durchsetzen. We will be able, with God's help, to prevail in all matters. Mit bitul hazulas, in putting down others, v'hagboas atzmei, and elevating yourself, making yourself important, that men chalila alts on. That in that manner, with that approach, we could, God forbid, lose everything.